It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on why the government should leave crime to the criminals and the cops. Every time our political leaders wander off track and try to act like mafia dons or police chiefs, they end up being covered in mud and invoking some privilege to keep the embarrassment from going public. Generally, the cover-up is far worse than the original crime, but the most recent example of Fast and Furious may be the exception to the rule. At the end of the show, I will have a suggestion on what you can do to keep government leaders out of crime. The Watergate break-in is probably the most notable incident of government operatives bungling a criminal act, and the resulting cover-up brought down a sitting president. In the hands of expert criminals, gaining entry to most offices is nearly child's play. Sending inexperienced people resulted in mayhem of historic proportions. In 1986, 8 FBI agents were assigned to arrest 2 bank robbers near Miami, Florida. Despite outnumbering the criminals 4-1, the agents found themselves outgunned and pinned down by the 2 hardened criminals. 2 agents were killed, as were the 2 criminals, and 5 other agents were wounded. This particular incident has been studied extensively by law enforcement agencies and led to supplying officers with automatic weapons. But one other conclusion from the studies was that the FBI agents were not experienced in the field and allowed the situation to get out of hand. More experienced personnel would have waited to surprise the 2 criminals, not affording them the time to arm themselves. A similar conclusion was reached regarding the ill-fated raid on the Branch Davidian cult in Waco, Texas. On-site military personnel voted against the raid on the theory the surrounded Davidians would eventually have to surrender. The leaders from the Justice Department, possibly bowing to political pressure to resolve the standoff, opted to proceed with the raid, and the bloodshed ensued. The Fast and Furious program of allowing guns to be purchased in Arizona and then walked across the border into Mexico and sold to drug cartels may have started during the Bush administration, but was continued under the Obama one. The program was devised as a form of sting to track weapons to their ultimate users. Law enforcement routinely uses sting operations to rope criminals. A commonly used one is to send a notice to the individual's last known address or to his or her relatives that she or he has won a prize. When the individual reports for his prize at some office, the cops are there to slap on the handcuffs. Notice, however, that this sting does not provide the criminal any weapons or drugs. Ostensibly, Attorney General Holder has admitted that, in hindsight, the Fast and Furious program was not a good idea and has apologized to the parents of the border agent who was killed by a drug cartel member using one of the Fast and Furious weapons. Let's think about that for a minute. If an underling came to you with a proposal to allow the ultimate sale of automatic weapons, a lot of automatic weapons, to Mexican drug cartel members in order to prove Mexican drug cartel members are getting their weapons from U.S. sources, would you for a second think that was a good idea? No cop would. Hindsight, blindsight, Fast and Furious should have died an early death. So what's the best thing to do when you realize you are digging yourself into a hole? Stop digging. You throw away the shovel, admit the mistake, and trust people will forgive you. The last thing you want to do is try to cover up. Stupid actions hurt you, but cover-ups can kill you. So what is Attorney General Holder doing in asking President Obama to exercise executive privilege to keep the fast and furious documents from congressional investigators? Protecting the president or indicting him? From a legal standpoint, nothing will come of all this hullabaloo over Fast and Furious. If Congress does cite the Attorney General for contempt, the matter will pass to some hapless U.S. attorney who would then have to prosecute his boss or the President of the United States. Not gonna happen. But Fast and Furious has become a political football for the Republicans to throw and the Obama administration to dodge. The president's use of executive privilege surprised even his supporters. Executive privilege was not created by the Constitution, but has been tacitly acknowledged since the founding of our country. The most famous use of executive privilege was by then-President Richard Nixon regarding some details of the Watergate break-in. The U.S. Supreme Court acknowledged that a president did have a right to protect information pertaining to the executive area of assigned constitutional duties, but rejected Nixon's claim relating to the break-in. In other words, the Supreme Court decided that office break-ins were not part of the executive branch's constitutional duties. No doubt the argument will be made that the Department of Justice was outside of its constitutional duties when it allowed gun running, and President Obama's claim of privilege should be rejected, as was Nixon's. I don't see this happening, primarily because the matter would not be addressed until after the November election. No, Fast and Furious will simply go down in history as another example of why government should stay out of crime. And you should contact your congressional representatives and tell them the government should leave crime to the professionals. Anybody know how to pick a lock? Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito, Southern Marin, and the rest of the country. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.